Today, I'm pulling back the curtain and telling you the history of Jessica Vallant Pilates and the cornerstones of our business, our vision, and our mission. Here we go. Hi, I'm Jessica Vallant, a physical therapist and Pilates teacher, and I'm here to bring science-based knowledge, understanding, empathy, courage, support, love, and hopefully some fun to the journeys we have with our bodies. There is hope and strength in your body, and my goal is to help you find it. Welcome back to Meet Your Body, and today I am going to tell you the history of Jessica Vallant Pilates. I personally love origin stories. I love knowing where people got their inspiration, where certain businesses were developed, kind of the whole process that happened, and I feel like I don't get that enough. So I want to dive into that and tell you exactly where Jessica Vallant Pilates came from, and then tell you about the six cornerstones that really define who we are, our values, and our mission here. So I graduated from physical therapy school in the year 2000, and I went right to work in an orthopedic physical therapy clinic. So I was trained as a physical therapist. I was seeing up to 20 patients a day, and I was seeing injuries across the spectrum, from back pain to ankle fractures to car accidents and ski injuries and everything that you can think of. And it was an amazing experience. I had wanted to be a physical therapist from the time I was 14 years old, and I was truly doing what I had always wanted to do. And I was working in downtown Denver. Soon after I started, my boss came into our clinic one day and said, "There's this thing called Pilates that is getting a lot of recognition, and we think it might be great to offer in our clinics. And we are willing to train two people from every clinic to get trained in how to become a Pilates teacher. Who's interested?" And my hand shot up. I did not know what Pilates was. I had possibly heard the word before, but I had no idea what it was. I just knew if someone was offering to pay for a training, I was going to do it. The more tools in my toolbox, the better. I happened to be working with someone, I did not know this at the time, but he was very experienced in Pilates and was a teacher trainer. So I was lucky to have that in my clinic. So I got started in the training program. I remember my very first moment on a Pilates reformer thinking, this is life-changing. And I do not say that lightly. It truly was. Everything that I experienced in my own body and going through the Pilates training, I knew that this was going to be a permanent fixture in the rehabilitation that I did with my own patients. So that led to about 6 years of living in Denver, working in orthopedic outpatient clinics, starting their Pilates programs, and I would move from clinic to clinic and see patients, but also help them bring Pilates to the clinics themselves. Then in 2006, my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, we moved to Hawaii, and I was able to continue my work as a physical therapist and Pilates teacher, but in many different locations because there wasn't anywhere in Hawaii that I was able to do both in one location. So about a year after we moved to Hawaii, we opened our very first physical therapy clinic and Pilates studio because, again, I wanted to be able to combine all of that in one place. It's what I had been doing in Denver. It's what I knew had huge possibility to help people, to bring people together. And so that's what happened. So we started our very first clinic, and over the years, we grew to two clinics and a staff of 18, and I loved every moment of it. I never, ever had a vision to be a small business owner, ever. And I realized through the years that when you saw a need, so I saw that need in Hawaii, when I saw a need, I simply was going to take the steps to make that happen. So it still took me a long time to really see myself as a small business owner. I simply saw myself as offering a service that I knew could help people and that was needed in that community. I didn't see anything changing from that point. That is what I wanted. I wanted to own these studios. I wanted to have a staff and a great community of people. I loved the community that we lived in, and that's what I saw long term. I knew that I wanted to have kids. We had started trying to get pregnant at that point, And my goal and vision was just to be able to continue to work and have some kind of childcare at home. I didn't have the details worked out, but I knew that's what I wanted. I loved my job. I wanted to keep going to the clinic every day and that I would work out how to be a mom at the same time. And life tends to sometimes throw us curveballs and surprise us. And that's what happened when we had our daughter. From the moment I brought her home, I knew I wanted to be home with her. I knew I wasn't going to be able to go back to work in the same capacity that I had before becoming a mom. And that was just me personally. I think every single person is different. But me personally, I saw myself wanting to be home with her more and more. During this time, our life also took a little bit of a turn in that we moved back to the mainland. Again, that was not something we ever planned on doing. We thought our life was long-term, permanently in Hawaii. Things changed. Our family needed us closer. So we moved to San Diego with our one-year-old daughter. So this is where things really started to kind of change for me. It was the first time I was in a brand new city, not knowing anyone and not having a career to lean on because I wanted to be home with our one-year-old daughter. In the past, when I had moved to new places, I always would jump right into a new job. I would meet people. I would work in gyms. It was kind of my identification I was realizing. And without that, I wasn't sure what to do with myself. In that first year that we moved to San Diego, we sold our brick and mortar studios in Hawaii. So I wasn't running those anymore. And I really wasn't sure what my career was going to look like. But quickly, I realized I still wanted to work because I love what I do so much. I love to teach. I love to educate. I love to help people. And I do that through being a physical therapist, a Pilates teacher. I simply wasn't sure at the time how to do that and also be at home and have a flexible schedule that I was finding was so important to me. So one day we were in California in the first few months after we moved, and I got a message from a former patient asking me about some knee exercises that I had given her and wondering if I could review those for her because she didn't remember. And I am from old school physical therapy stock in that I write down exercises using stick figures on a piece of paper. And many of you listening, if you've been a PT or you've been to PT, you've probably gotten those as well. So I thought, well, I can't write down stick figures for you because I don't really know how to send those to you. And I thought, you know what? There's this thing called YouTube. And I bet I could put this up on YouTube and maybe some other people could benefit too. And that was the first time that I really dove into this idea of what would online service look like in my industry. So this was around 2014 at this point, late 2014. And there wasn't much out there when it comes to physical therapy and Pilates. There were a few fitness things out on YouTube, but there wasn't a lot really in the field that I worked in. And I thought, okay, I'll throw this up on YouTube. And I simply started to do that here and there. And I dove into online business. I took a few courses online, just trying to see, if I do this, what's the best way to do it? Because I knew I wanted it to be high quality content. I wanted to have a business with integrity, and I wanted to be able to do it online. I wanted to see if it was possible. I wanted to see what it would look like, how it would work with the knowledge that I had. And that's really where Jessica Vallant Pilates started. It started from me staying up late at night to figure out how to post a YouTube video, what SEO meant, how to tag it, how to get people to look at it and see it, and then what to do with that YouTube video. I stayed up late to create my own website and my own blog, and I started reaching out to different people online to introduce myself and say, hey, you've been here longer than I have. I just wanted to say hi. Thanks for putting out great content. I appreciate it. I'm learning from you. And that's really where it got started. So it started with that YouTube video, and then slowly but surely our content increased. I was able to put more videos up on YouTube and eventually open Unlimited, which is my online membership community. And I have grown it myself really since then. And it's come from that same idea of where I came from as a physical therapist, the idea that I want to know someone one-on-one. That's how I treated people, one-on-one, right? I got to know them and ask their story and get in touch with what their goals were. That's how I was trained as a physical therapist. So I really brought that into my teaching and my business, wanting to know, who is it that I'm talking to? How can I help this one person? And then in addition to that, being able to bring in my own personal experience with surgeries and endometriosis and infertility and injuries, and realizing that even though there are millions of people out there watching these YouTube videos and coming to the Jessica Vallant Pilates website, I still am going to talk to you like I am talking just to you, because that is what I was trained to do. And that's what's comfortable to me. That is how I feel like I can make a difference. So I think that's one thing that makes Jessica Vallant Pilates a little bit different, is just bringing that history, that background, that training as a physical therapist and a Pilates teacher in person for all of those years, and trying to bring that same feeling into an online community. So whether that means our extremely popular YouTube channel with hundreds of workouts available for you, or our online membership community Unlimited, or Zoom sessions one-on-one online, or programs you can purchase through our website, Instagram channel, wherever I am truly honored to have this platform. And I treat it like that brick and mortar studio that I had for years. I want to be able to welcome you when you walk through the door. I want to know you. I want to hear your story. I want you to feel safe here. And all of those things really bring me to be truly so honored and grateful to have you here. And it leads us into the cornerstones of what our values and mission are here at Jessica Vallant Pilates, and we'll chat about those. So there are really six words that I think of as the cornerstones of our business, of Jessica Vallant Pilates, and then also truly for me as an individual, as the head of this business, and then also as a practitioner and someone offering content out there in the world. The first one is education, and truly it is one of the things I love most about what I do, is being able to teach. I think it also comes down to me as a person. I have been told many times that I am a talker. And if you've ever taken my classes, either in person or on YouTube, you know I am a talker. I will talk a lot. And I'm going to tell you why you're doing an exercise. I'm going to tell you why it matters, what muscles you're working. I'm going to go through all that. And some of that is because that's how I want to be taught. When I know why I'm doing something, I am much more likely to do it and understand it and find some ownership over it. So a big thing that you will find here is education, not only from me as a teacher and as a physical therapist, but also science-backed research. What we offer here is going to be backed by research and by truth. And I will bring that to you as well as much as I can. I like to stay up to date on current research. I like to see what's going on out there and different things that people are trying and if they're working and if they're not. I think it's truly a big part of what we do as practitioners. And it's also a part of the certifications and the licenses that I carry. I am a licensed physical therapist. I am a certified Pilates teacher. And with those things come the burden. It's a good burden, but it comes the burden of staying up to date and educated on what is going to help the community as a whole and the individuals that I work with. So you're always going to get education here at Jessica Vallant Pilates. The second word is empowerment, and this is one you will probably hear me say more than any other word out there. Empower. I want to empower every single person listening to this and every single person who ever comes into contact with Jessica Vallant Pilates and the content and the services that we offer. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the definition of empower is to give someone the authority or power to do something. And then the secondary definition is to make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their life and claiming their rights. This is a very powerful definition and an important part of you and your health. I want you to feel that you have power over your body, over your health, over your goals, over how you feel. I want you to feel that you have power over that and feel that you have control over it. That is something I feel is lost many times in healthcare and fitness. I have been there myself. I've been given diagnoses. I have had tests done that they cannot figure out the results and the answers. And the fact is, I have lost a sense of control over my life and my body. I have lost a sense of confidence over my life and my body. And I am not talking about confidence you feel when you look in the mirror. Yes, that's important, but I am talking about something deeper. I am talking truly about the confidence that you have in this vessel that you are in for the rest of your life. And that confidence is truly going to spread out into all the actions that we do. If we lose that safety, that confidence, if we lose the ability to feel that we are in control of ourselves, then we can lose a lot. And so the idea of empowering you to take that control back is so powerful to me. And you will always find that here. Everything that we do, everything when it comes to teaching a workout, talking to you about an injury, offering you choices and information, even throwing up a funny reel on Instagram, all of it has some kind of background goal of empowering you in your life. The third word is individualism. We are all different. We are individuals with unique needs, unique stories, and I will always respect that and honor that we are different. When I put a workout up, I don't expect it to necessarily resonate with every single person because we're all different. I will do my best to give variations and modifications. I will do my best to offer content for beginners and advanced movers. I want to respect the differences that we have. I want you to know that you have body autonomy. I want you to be able to make the choices that are best to you. So not only recognize that you're an individual and you need answers that are best for you, but also then give you the tools and the discernment to make the right choice for yourself as an individual so that you respect your differences. These fitness companies out there that throw it up that we should all respond to the same marketing and we have the same seasons of life and the same experiences, that is not true. We don't. And when we set it up that way, none of us are going to succeed. Your goals are individual to you. And so the road to get there will be individual to you as well. And that individualism will always be respected here. I will always want to listen to your story, and I promise to always in turn honor it and tell you mine as well. The fourth cornerstone I want to touch on is compassion. All of these other things, education, empowerment, individualism, I don't know if they would have the power without compassion behind them. Compassion for what you have been through, what you're currently going through, what your goals and your visions are for the future and your fears surrounding those and your excitement surrounding those. I truly consider compassion one of the most important parts of our business here and how we interact with you and everyone else who comes in touch with us. And I think part of that, again, stems from my history, seeing people one-on-one, being able to look them in the eye and share some scary diagnoses with them, help them create plans to give them some hope. And it also comes from my own health journey, which I've described to you in previous podcasts and started all the way back when I was 8 years old. And looking back at that young girl, I know that I wish I had had someone who had said, "It's going to be okay. This doesn't have to be scary. You're not alone. And no one knew exactly how to do that for me at that time. It's no one's fault. No one knew how to do that. And so I have compassion for anyone going through, again, fears, frustrations, anything surrounding your body. I understand because I've been there. It's given me compassion. All of my surgeries, all of my unknowns, staying up in the middle of the night on Dr. Google, which I have been there numerous times, it gives me compassion for anyone else going through the same thing. So you can know when I see someone one-on-one and create a plan for them, there's compassion behind it. When I record these podcasts and talk about my various experiences and how they relate to you, there's going to be compassion behind it. When I hear your story, when I tell you, I hear you, I see you, there is compassion behind it. You are a human being first and foremost, and you absolutely deserve empathy and compassion, and that is something that you will find here. The fifth cornerstone of Jessica Vallant Pilates is inclusivity. Unfortunately, the worlds of healthcare and fitness are known to be extremely exclusive. They have a history of leaving people behind if they don't act or look a certain way or don't have a certain amount of money to spend, and I want nothing to do with that paradigm. This is a safe space, and you are welcome here no matter your race, your age, ability, gender identification, sexual orientation, size, or socioeconomic status. You have a space here and you are valued. You're valued because you are you. You are valued for your visions, your goals, and I want you to feel safe and welcome in this space at all times. I will work to support organizations that work towards accessibility, equality, equity, and inclusion in healthcare and in fitness. And I will continue to make sure that that value informs what we do here. I am always learning and striving to understand more in this area of inclusivity, and I can promise you that we will continue to do that. You can also read our full DEIB and anti-racism statement on our Jessica Vallant Pilates website. And again, everyone is welcome here in this space. The final cornerstone I want to touch on is movement. And I know that might seem obvious considering we do work in healthcare and fitness here at Jessica Vallant Pilates, but it's really important to me to use that word movement. I purposely am not using the word exercise or fitness or workout when it comes to a cornerstone, but I'm using the word movement because that is what is important to me, is that you start to feel safe, empowered in your movement. Your body is meant to move, and we get stuck in a place of feeling not safe moving it, not knowing how we should or can or should not move it. We don't know how to prevent injury. We don't trust our bodies. We become ashamed of our bodies, and we simply stop moving when our bodies were made to move. They were made to carry us through this life. And I want to remind you that there is joy in movement. There's joy in picking one foot up and putting it in front of the other. There's joy in swaying your hips when you're holding a baby. There's joy in hearing a song you love and finding yourself moving and grooving in the kitchen a little bit. There's joy in all of those areas, and I truly want to help you find it. I believe that when we feel more confident in our bodies and in our movement, that will really cause a ripple effect out into the world. It causes a ripple effect in how we interact with those around us, the confidence we feel, the compassion we can have for others. And it can make a really big difference. And I don't say that in, okay, do this workout and that will happen, or do this specific exercise. I truly mean learning how to find joy in the movement that your body is meant to experience can cause these effects. And so when we put out any kind of content that is exercise or fitness or physical therapy related, it is going to come back to the idea that your body is good and movement is good. And I want to help remind you of that. So as a review, the 6 cornerstone values that we work from here at Jessica Vallant Pilates are education, empowerment, individualism, compassion, inclusivity, and movement. And I will continue to work to bring those values to all the content that we bring out into the world and on the platform that I'm so honored to have. Thank you so much for being here, for listening to our history and our story. I hope it helps bring you into the fold and lifts up the curtain so you can see what's going on behind. I truly am someone who tends to wear my heart on my sleeve. I tend to share a lot. I like to hear stories, and so I like to give stories back. I find there's power in knowing that we aren't alone. There's power in knowing the history of where a company came from, where it was built up from. There's power in knowing the mistakes that were made along the way. So I'll continue to share those as well to create that safe, welcoming, compassionate space that hopefully you come and join us in. Thank you again for being here, for being a part of the journey, and I will talk to you soon. As always, thank you so much for stopping by today. If you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast as it helps us out tremendously. For more workouts and resources, you can come over to my website, my YouTube channel, or join my unlimited community. Links for those are below.